Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 24th, 2026, and we are continuing the loop engineering story, but with a different angle from yesterday. Yesterday was about the definition. Stop manually prompting an agent every turn and start designing the loop that prompts, checks, retries, remembers, and stops. Today is about what happened next. The phrase is turning into an implementation ecosystem. Templates, learning repos, CLIs, spec-driven workflows, cost tools, audit checks, and maturity models. The strongest new signal is public GitHub activity. Cobus Grayling's Loop Engineering repo packages the idea as a practical reference for developers using Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, Grok, and similar tools. The interesting part is not another explanation of the buzzword. It is the tooling. The repo points to LoopInit for starter scaffolding, LoopAudit for readiness checks, and LoopCost for estimating spend before a loop runs on a cadence. That is the right evolution. If a team says, "We want a loop," the next question should be, which pattern, what budget, which state file, which verifier, what owner, and what stop condition? The second signal is course-style onboarding. M. Dayan's Everything About Loop Engineering repo turns the topic into modules, templates, runnable projects, agent skills, and a knowledge base. It also includes an important honesty note. The discipline is very young. That matters. The language is moving fast, and teams need to separate useful workflow patterns from hype. The third signal is spec-driven loops. OSpec frames itself as a workflow framework that brings spec-driven development and loop engineering to Claude Code, Codex, Gemini, OpenCode, MCP-based agents, and command line workflows. The key idea is that requirements, plans, task graphs, reviews, and verification evidence should live in the repository, not just in chat history. That may be the most important operational insight. A loop that only exists in a conversation is hard to inspect, resume, or audit. A loop anchored in repo artifacts gives reviewers a trail. What was requested, what design was chosen, what tasks were run, what tests passed, and why the work was accepted. There is also a Claude Code learning repo from Prasad K that specializes in slash loop, slash goal, scheduled wakeups, background agents, multi-agent loops, and troubleshooting. This shows the ecosystem splitting into tool-specific playbooks. The architecture may be shared, but the commands, limits, and failure modes are different in each platform. The practical idea for today is the maturity ladder. L1 means report only. The loop reads, analyzes, and summarizes, but it does not change production code. L2 means assisted. The loop drafts patches or pull requests, but humans approve and merge. L3 means unattended. The loop can commit, merge, deploy, or act without routine human approval. Most teams should stay at L1 longer than they want. A loop should graduate only after it shows useful reports, predictable cost, clean logs, low false positives, and known failure behavior. L3 should be rare and reserved for low-risk, reversible workflows. Cost is now part of loop design too. A loop can be correct and still be too expensive. Track cost per completed outcome, not just cost per model call. Watch iteration count, runtime, tokens, tool calls, failed attempts, review time saved, and reverted changes. Today's takeaway, loop engineering is growing up. The best teams will not ask, can the agent run forever? They will ask, what evidence proves this loop is safe enough to run again? Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the main deduped angle for the June 24th loop engineering update? A. The buzz is turning into implementation kits, templates, CLIs, specs, and maturity models. B. The term loop engineering was defined for the first time today. C. All loop engineering is now fully autonomous and risk-free. D. Prompt engineering no longer matters at all. The answer is A. June 24th focuses on operational adoption, repos, tools, templates, specs, cost checks, and maturity levels. Question 2. What does L1 mean in a loop maturity model? A. Report-only mode where the loop observes and summarizes without changing production code. B. Unattended deploys to production. C. A model with no memory or logs. D. A prompt with no verification. The answer is A. L1 is the safest starting point because it lets teams evaluate usefulness before granting write privileges. Question 3. Why are spec-first loops useful? A. they move requirements, plans, tasks, and verification evidence into durable repo artifacts. B, they remove all need for tests. C, they make chat history the only source of truth. D, they prevent humans from reviewing changes. The answer is A, repo-owned specs make loops easier to inspect, resume, audit, and review. Question 4. Why is cost estimation becoming part of loop design? A, loops can run repeatedly with large contexts and subagents, so teams need budget visibility before scheduling them. B, all loop runs are free. C, costs only matter after production deployment. D, subagents reduce every token bill to zero. The answer is A, loop cost depends on cadence, iterations, model choice, context size, tools, and subagent usage. Question 5. What is the safest way to graduate a loop from L1 to L2? A, use evidence from accurate report-only runs, predictable cost, known failure modes, and human-reviewed patches. B, move directly to unattended production changes after one successful demo. C, remove all stop conditions to increase autonomy. D, let the loop rewrite its own persistent instructions without review. The answer is A, loops should gain privileges based on operational evidence, not excitement. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Build loops like infrastructure, scoped, measured, reviewed, and boring enough to trust.